Hey, good evening, everyone. And I am Michael Bejas. And we've got our host. There's John right next to me. And Kalen is over here looking at his phone. He is looking at something. I don't know what he's looking at. None of us know what he's looking at ever. However, we got a lot of stuff to cover from an amazing, amazing college is back, everybody. College is back. I'm going to let Kalen take the captain's seat right on over here for right now. John, I'm going to have you start us off. Welcome to trimradio.com and Offsides College Football's top 25 plus 5. And we've got cool stuff to go over. We got a lot of cool stuff to go over. And John has wrote out a lot of detailed stuff. So don't argue with the computer, man, because his machine is 88.8% correct. And that's all there is to it. And I've been trying to beat it for about, God knows, 7 years. I haven't been able to do it. So, John, I'm going to let you start things off. Kalen, you're up.
Starting in the top 25, number 25, TCU. And they ended up losing to Iowa State before our first show, and they defeated North Carolina 42-14.
Absolute. Blew them out.
Hoover, their quarterback who's back for his starting position, just, took them apart.
Yeah. North Carolina did not look prepared.
And by my reading, they are number 100. They got a lot of work to do.
Oh, yeah. They got a lot of work to do. And they need a lot of coaching.
Number 24, the University of Southern California. They ended up defeating Missouri State 73-13.
It's not bad for a nice showing on the first week.
They say that the offense has to catch up with the defense.
Yeah.
I think they're clicking on all cylinders with the offense so far.
Let's see who they, we're going to tell for sure when they finally get up into the meat of the grinder with the Big Ten schedule, but they're looking the part.
They have Georgia Southern this week. They're at Georgia Southern.
I got them winning that game, though.
My equation, plus 49 points.
Yeah.
And that's on the road.
Yeah, I could absolutely see that.
So I don't know how much Missouri State and Georgia Southern will prepare them for the Big Ten, but last year Southern Cal was saying we're playing way too many games on the East Coast. Well, you just played Missouri State, which is in the darn middle of the country, and then you're playing Georgia Southern,
which is on the East Coast.
I am back.
All right, who you got on 23?
23, Florida State.
I like that. That's a good spot for them. They got a nice win this weekend.
Yeah, but you don't know how good Alabama really is.
That's the other thing.
And, if we sit there and say, Florida State's number one.
Yeah. No. Bam, look, we all saw the downfall of DeBoer last year. It wasn't the same Bama team. And it's like I said last year, Alabama culture is done. It's gone. The dynasty has ended.
Should have paid Nick more money.
Yep. Beg him to come out of retirement now. Maybe he gets tired of cleaning.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? What his buyout is?
What?
$73 million.
Oh, God.
Is it really?
Yeah.
73. And that's for DeBoer?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Is it like on, is it worth a year and a week to say?
Yeah. You just get on out there and run, kid. I don't really care what you do.
Right.
I'm covered. You know,
he can lose for the next 10 years and be covered.
I've got a golden ticket signed by the president. I'm.
Alabama screwed the pooch on that one.
Oh. That's an interesting stat. I'm just not ready to give Florida State love yet.
No, not until I can see some, you know, consistency.
Yeah, they're all right. Number 22.
22 is Iowa. Believe it or not, Albany was ahead in the first quarter of that game.
They might have found a quarterback.
Yeah, but can they do that in the Big Ten? That's the question.
Yeah.
I mean, but let's face it, right now.
Iowa always starts out nice at like 6-0, and the next thing you know, they play somebody with a pulse and their offense forgets to get on the bus. So is it the same defense heavy, special teams makes points, you know, offense looks good to high school?
they've got a stingy defense. You got to give them credit. They got a stingy defense, but. Defense alone will not win you a championship. You have to have some kind of balance, something.
They gave up a whole 7 points to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad. Not bad.
And Albany scored that to start the game. So.
Yeah.
Wake up call. Game started.
Yeah, game started. Put your beer down and let's go.
Yeah.
Next.
21, Kansas State.
Yeah.
We got it.
Should we all say boo at once?
Who did Kansas State play this week? That was
North Dakota State.
No.
What was the score?
38-35.
I think I watched like the final ending of that game. It was. I'll be honest with you. North Dakota State was moving.
Kansas State's already lost a game. They've played two games already.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've got to drop them out.
The problem is, I think Kansas State would beat Iowa.
Too.
Let me finish. Go ahead.
I think that Kansas State would beat Iowa.
Yeah.
And – as much as I want to manually move teams, every time I do think about it, I have a second equation for the rankings. It's wrong. It ends up being wrong.
Trust the computer. Trust the computer.
Well, Kansas State, I mean, they played good. I'm not going to state that they, you know, played terribly in the first game, but they played good. So I'll give them the benefit of the doubt for the, you know, short week.
Yeah, it's only the top 20, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. Number 20.
So guess who Kansas State has this week?
Who?
Kent State has Kansas State?
Kansas State has Army.
Okay, of Army. Okay, that'll be interesting. I'll take Kansas State. I think Army has lost just about everybody that they had from that ferocious team last year, and I just don't see them beating Kansas State.
I have Kansas State by 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Number 20. Clemson.
It's a good spot for them.
I don't know. Listen, they played a pretty good game against LSU. People are ready to put LSU at number two.
No.
And I could tell you that that's the first time that I haven't seen
LSU choke.
Kelly cussing out every time we play the first game we lose.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I said it last week. LSU's got more to prove out of it because they've choked away the past three.
Four.
Yeah, last four. So they had a lot more to prove about it. Plus, I also mentioned, you know, Clemson's only downfall is Dabo.
Yeah, he likes to – he doesn't
He's a good coach. The problem is, though, is that instead of coaching up, they're coaching down. And I don't understand it. You have all the talent.
They're going to be there at the end.
But the question is, though, you know – there's no questioning if they're going to be there at the end. The real question is when are you going to get back to the game? When are you going to get back to the national championship? When are you going to actually have the team to beat for that year? Not just the team that's, you know,
in the playoffs.
And this is where I said, you know, Dabo back in the day versus Dabo now, he was way more aggressive back in the day.
Yeah, well, he was.
Now he's just complacent.
Yeah, offensive calling he was. I'm grabbing my coffee. Offensive play calling he was, but he also gave up, don't forget, a defensive guy. You know, Brent Venables.
And that was a huge hit to his coaching staff.
Yeah, that's a huge hit.
And since then, that's what I'm saying, though. And since then, though, the coaching has been lackluster all around. Not stating that, you know, one side isn't well coached. It's just if you do comparatives, you know, Clemson's offense wasn't, you know, as productive as, let's go, back when he had Trevor Lawrence, back when he had, you know, Deshaun Watson. It's just, you know, Klubnik's supposed to be the guy. Let's see it.
Yep. He's a good quarterback.
He's a good quarterback. Let's see it. And I feel as if, you know, the game plan going into that game and the coaching structure for Klubnik failed him.
Yeah, I think Klubnik was doing his best.
He was. But I feel as if he was limited, though.
And maybe, but Dabo has a winning record against the SEC, though, for the most part. It's not that he can't win those games.
No, but out of the past 3 years, this would be your one team. This is the one team that should be able to go undefeated, that should be able to run the table.
You shouldn't lose at home like that.
No.
But you did, so – It's okay. Well, but they'll move on. Remember, they've got a new offensive coordinator. They're just starting to get rolling.
Yep.
It's going to take a little time, isn't it, John?
It's all up to Klubnik. He has to play like he
lights out.
Lights out.
He was 19 of 38 for 230 yards. He had a pick.
Yep.
And he had 8 rushes for 1 yard.
Yep.
His QBR was 31.4.
Yep. And the thing about it is LSU was – well, here's the thing. LSU was tearing up the offensive line. But the thing about it is, though, is like a quarterback, you know, pre-snap, you should be pointing out if you see stunt.
Yeah.
You know, if your offensive line's not noticing it and you as a quarterback are able to read the defense and you should know how to read a damn defense by the third year, you know, you should be able to pinpoint where the damn pressure's coming from. And avoid it.
Well,
you know,
I think you're running for your life. And if you're running for your life.
If you're running for your life, you should have more than 1 yard.
No, it's not.
You know? In what direction are you running at that point? You know? And then at that point, you got to go back to the coaching. You know, if you're going to run for your life, run at the defense. Don't run away.
Yeah, that's true. In that bottom drawer right there, the bottom drawer, pull that out. And there's two pieces of paper right there. Yep, straight on down. All right, so who do we got next then at number
19? Oh. Arizona State.
I did not, I'll be honest, I did not see them play.
They won 38-19.
Yep. It was a good game.
Yeah. They did not cover.
No. But it was a good game. It's a new look Arizona State. And I'll tell you what, their quarterback is a grinder.
Yeah, but it helps when you have Scataboo boogieing up the sideline.
Absolutely. But
that kid was an animal.
He was their offense last year. Yeah, I said this last year. He was their offense. You know, when the quarterback was having a slouch, Scataboo was the guy to pick up, you know, the slack and carry it on his back. But
they were one bad play away from beating Texas.
Yeah.
So I could see that.
So this week they have Texas State.
That'll be a win.
The equation has Arizona State by 35.
Yep.
Crazy.
I think I would probably take for point wise Texas State in that, but who knows? That could easily be a you know, 55-10 or 7 game. Who knows?
Or Texas State could come to play and end up, you know, 35-24.
You can't count out these little teams.
Not anymore.
You can't count them out. If you do, you're going to get embarrassed.
If you do, you're going to be fighting for the damn bell at the end of the game.
Number 18.
Duke. And Duke beat 1 against Elon 45-17.
Is that a high school team?
I'm not sure.
Credentials?
I didn't know if they were high school or community college. What are they?
Probably community college.
Is that wrong to say? I felt it.
As they were not tested week one, they will be tested week two.
Yes.
They play Illinois.
There's a good game.
Just my foot. Yeah, Illinois. Duke will not win that game. Hey, get over here. Come on. Come on. I touched my dog's paw and he snarled there.
Is it at Illinois or Duke?
It's at Duke.
No, Illinois goes down there and gives them a little bit of a wake-up, and they're going to come away with the win, and Duke will stay at home with the loss. So we'll see how that goes. But I take Illinois on that one. All right, number
– I have Illinois by 1 point.
Yep. I'd take that. I could see it, you know, 24-23.
No, I'd say Illinois beats them by 3 or 6. I like that.
It's two good football teams.
Did we post up the pick'em yet?
What's that?
Have we posted up the pick'ems yet?
Yep. Yes, we have.
I didn't see it. Okay.
So after 5 days of games, I was like, and the last game was Monday night at midnight. I'm like, no, I'll do this Tuesday.
Oh, okay. I didn't see it. That's why I'm I'll make sure I look on our page. So I'll take a look on the page because I didn't see it. All right, next, who do we got?
Number 16 is Iowa State.
And Iowa State, I really like. I think that's a good spot for them, but they look pretty tough.
Iowa State's always tough.
Yeah, they are tough. They're tough.
Who you got for 17?
Illinois.
Oh, okay. So we had Duke at 18, Illinois 17. So
Illinois State only gave up 14 points a game in the first two games. Their opponent, I don't have their week three opponent. So they're 2-0 already.
Yeah.
They're on their way. I like Iowa State.
So do I.
The Cyclones are they're tough.
I usually pick them over Iowa, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they always do.
Iowa State plays Iowa this week.
There we go. Iowa State.
I think I'll still pick Iowa State, believe it or not.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to go Iowa. Where's it at?
I'm looking.
I think it's at Iowa. I thought it was at Iowa State this last year.
It's at Iowa.
That's what I thought.
I'll take Iowa.
And I have Iowa State plus two.
I still like Iowa State.
I'm going to go Iowa.
Okay.
I want to see Iowa win.
Where's my phone's over there underneath that thing? I want to see the pick'em contest. Well, don't
it's down there now.
Oh, so you don't like my pick and you break my phone.
Yeah, sorry.
That's how you operate?
It joins mine. Look at that.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
All right. Still got to get that fixed.
Yes.
All right, who you got at 15?
15, Indiana.
It's a good spot.
Do you like them? Come on now. Let's be honest here.
So how many yards do you think they rushed for week one?
I'll say 100.
240.
More.
Who'd they play?
In their backyard? No. Old Dominion.
Old Dominion. Okay, Old Dominion and Elon could get together, and I'm not sure they could put up a good football team to play anybody yet.
So India had 300 yards on the ground.
It's good rushing.
It is, but
again, how many through the air?
I didn't look. After I saw 300, I don't think you have time to throw the ball.
Right around 500-something yards or 600-something yards, so you would assume probably 200 through the air, too. What was the score?
The score was 27-14.
What?
That's not a lot.
What? I guess the passing game was non-existent. Well, who do they play next?
You don't want to know. Kennesaw State.
Oh, yeah. There's another by the skin of their teeth win.
Kennesaw played Wake Forest to 1 point.
Yep, that might be a loss. Welcome back, Indiana.
Yeah, we'll see how this.
How was your trip to Elite?
We're gonna see how this all goes because I'm
You taking bets?
Well, you get the pick'em contest. You win at the end of the year, you'll get a shirt. No, you'll get a trophy, actually. Whoever wins the regular season gets a trophy, and you didn't enter last week. Yeah. So now you have an uphill climb.
Yep.
But if you end up coming close, maybe we'll toss you a shirt. Or a scarf.
Oh, hush. I don't need a participation trophy.
All right. Next, number 15.
14.
14.
SMU. Yeah. They played good last week.
SMU won 42-13.
Yep.
Seems legit.
And is SMU back?
No, they were. They were there.
They were close.
You know, last year. Did I think that they would go?
They got to visit.
Yeah. Do I think that they would go? You know,
deep? No.
No. I mean, they got to go.
Yeah, it was a nice visit.
And their opponent this week, Baylor.
Oh.
At home.
Oh, well. We'll see how it goes. They've got a nice stadium, so.
No, I'll take SMU. I think that they're just as fast. I'll take that.
I have them plus four.
Yeah.
Look at that. I'm starting to think like the computer. See?
It took a while to put it all together, though.
I know, but it's...
And I doubted a lot. And I'm like, oh, and even week one, I went against it, and I was shown the door. Like, it's right.
No, I appreciate you doing me that favor.
I think I picked four or five upsets.
Yeah, I didn't see it that way. I made a total of four mistakes, and everything else I did well. But
Jossie Lee Corso scored 100% on his pick'ems.
Yeah.
For game day.
Yeah, I could see that.
Respect the goat.
Well, he is the goat. He's got a lot of years experience on that. All right, so next, who do you got?
Number 13, Alabama.
Is it time to talk about dropping them out of the top 15?
Well, it's not going to happen this week, I don't think, because UL Monroe.
If it's a close game. It could be a game. Yeah. if it's a close game.
If Saban's on the sidelines, they might win.
I mean, here's the thing. How hot a seat can DeBoer get himself into if it's a close game?
How hot of a seat can DeBoer get himself into with $73 million buyout?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, really, it's, you know.
Like, honestly, when is it at one point, you know, where they're like, we can make it do.
All right, we're going to have to sell the band.
Yeah. pretty soon, the universe will have to start buying lotto tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, a GoFundMe?
Saban might pay into that.
Yeah. He's probably been on the phone with them a few times saying,
how do I get you out of this?
I handed you stellar. I handed you greatness, and you handed me this. Then again, Saban might have just threw him out to dry and said, okay, you know what? He's going to make me look terrific for the rest of my life.
I'll handpick my predecessor.
Right.
All right. Who's next at 13?
How about 12?
Or 12.
Miami.
It's a good spot for them.
You know, they surprised me getting past Marcus Freeman and the Irish.
That was a good game.
They played a very tough game. It was a back and forth. Defenses are definitely there for both. I was really surprised that they were able to pull it out. I figured they collapsed towards the end.
I'll be honest with you, though. And I'm going to be completely honest about this. Notre Dame's offense compared to a lot of other schools, Miami would get blown out. Miami's got a solid defense. I'll be honest about that. But when it comes to Notre Dame and it comes to their offensive scheme, it's like I said last time, it's very trestle-like, which is one-dimensional. You know, it's going to be running the ball, play action. You know, you're not going to see them line up in an empty backfield, you know, bombing away against teams. You're not.
And who is the coach again at Miami?
Cristobal.
Mm-hmm.
Cristobal, right? Yeah. So
remember him from Oregon.
Yeah. So you're going to see kind of a dynamic, and plus you got Carson Beck's there.
Yep.
So, you know.
Did I think so, Beck – okay, I'll put it to you like this. I got his stat sheet here. Carson Beck went 20 of 31 for 205 yards, two touchdowns with an 84.9 QBR.
Well, yeah, but he's had a lot of practice and some warm-up. He's got the Cavender twins down there. He's
I'm going to be honest with you. Cam Ward was a lot better.
Yes.
he's got a Ferrari, and he's simply not crashing the car. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Not crashing the car.
All right, next.
You forgot about Jeremy Love.
Yeah.
His output was 10 rushes for 33 yards.
33?
Yep. And that's what I was stating. They've got a damn good defense. But it's like, you know, you took away Love from the running game, and Notre Dame was one-dimensional.
They started giving the ball in the beginning of the fourth quarter. That was it.
Yeah, that was, I didn't understand that. I really didn't. But
that's that prevent. You know, you want to have that prevent defense. You know, you put that prevent in to prevent you from winning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Ripping the jaw. Wait, what was it? What was it? Ripping victory from the jaws of jaws of defeat.
Except in this case, you're ripping defeat from the jaws of victory.
It's always, look, it's like a kick to the groin when you lose by 3 points, especially on a last second field goal.
It's like just climbing a fence and catching your private part protector.
Yeah, just hung there.
Snapping back on you.
You're just hung.
Yeah.
Looking dumb, stupid, humiliated, and tired.
All right.
Number 11, Missouri.
I still want to see more from them.
Yeah, I want to say before prove yourself.
They won 61-6 against Arkansas State or Central Arkansas.
And
is that a community college or a high school?
Yeah, that's one of those things. When they start getting into the SEC, let's see what they do.
That's one of those schools where even the walk-ons get full scholarships.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty big boys, so, you know, they're grain-fed, you know.
But they lost the barbecue table.
They lost their starting quarterback in the first quarter of that game.
Mizzou?
Yeah.
The backup was pretty solid then.
What did I say?
It was planned. It was planned just to throw Arkansas State off.
61-6.
And that was their freshman quarterback they played?
I don't know what year he's in.
That had to be the coach.
Freshman. I think he's the freshman.
That's the coach looking at the junior who replaced what's his name last year and saying, "You stink. Now you're done." You know,
you had a good run. Ride the injury out till the end of the year. The NFL will pick you up somewhere around the sixth or seventh round.
But then Missouri plays Kansas this week, so
well, that'd be a good test.
Yeah, that'd be a tough one to pick.
Is it at Kansas?
It's at Missouri.
Oh well, that's a win. Who's starting quarterback?
What's Kansas's record?
Kansas. Let me look. I got to figure it out now. I can switch back and forth. Kansas is 2-0. And I have them rated number 29.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Oh, 4.9, 3.4. So basically 7-point Missouri by 7.
Missouri by 7. Okay, all right. Number 10.
Number 10, LSU.
Okay, that makes more sense to me.
Yep.
LSU at number 10 because why they're all excited that they won the first game instead of losing it like usual. We'll see if they can carry it on from there. You know, who do they have this week?
Louisiana Tech.
Yep. That's a win.
Let me tell you.
Unless the choke is going to come in the second game this year, then, oh, boy.
Louisiana, you have, there's a couple good teams that are, like, lower tier teams.
Oh, yeah.
The Ragin' Cajuns being one of them that big teams have to watch out for.
Oh, yeah.
The Raging Cajuns are one of those teams that will come on up and just smack you in the chops just to say, hey, you doing, you know?
Yeah, but you're talking two Louisiana State teams, so
yeah,
I expect State to win.
They better.
Yeah.
Musmeyer, he was 28 of 38 for 230 yards, one touchdown, 82.7 QBR.
True. No. He was on fire.
Yeah, he wasn't bad at all.
So he was a notch below Beck.
Well, last year, I said Garrett Musmeyer, if you remember that last year when they were in that shootout with USC, and they were in it right to the end of the game, you know, and it was the first game, and I thought that, okay, LSU might win this, but I'm not sure. But they had, two great quarterbacks, me, Caleb Williams, had him, and they were shooting it out. And I said, okay, this kid's going to be a good quarterback.
Yeah.
So, he's starting to step on up.
But again, you've got the Ferrari, and you're just not crashing it.
Or you're not stepping on the gas hard enough.
That's the thing.
Yeah, he's playing with the emergency brake pulled.
Yeah.
All right, number 9.
Texas A&M.
I want to see more. And can you win?
They won 42-24 week one. And now they have Notre Dame at Texas A&M next week.
I'll take Notre Dame.
I have Notre Dame by one.
Yeah. I'll take Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame could go in there, out-muscle them, and they're angry.
Oh,
Marcus Freeman angry is kind of one of those things. He'll come back and win that. He doesn't want to go down 0-2. He's not going to do that.
He's going to throw his napkin down on the ground and stomp his feet.
Yeah, he's not happy. He's not happy right now.
Lou Holtz is probably entering the locker room as we speak.
Lou Holtz
today
on ESPN said he wasn't afraid to walk into any stadium and play any team.
Exactly.
And that was part of his problem.
Yeah.
And that's why he lost a lot of games. He didn't prepare. He wasn't afraid to go on in there. Okay, we're here.
You talk mass. Yeah.
He did that with Ohio State and got racked up three times. And he's like, they were big and they were fast and everything else. And I'm like, well, at least you were brave. All right. Next on down the line.
Number 8, Notre Dame.
Yeah.
I like it.
And what's crazy is, they have three tough top-tier games this year. Week 1 and 2 are two of them.
Yep.
Obviously, Marcus Freeman's not afraid to play anybody either.
No. Now, the thing about it is, so we have Miami at 12, but we got Notre Dame at 8.
Like I said, I think Miami got lucky. Maybe it was just a couple plays here and there, but it may be a little bit of speed.
But think about it. Ranking-wise, why would you put Notre Dame above Miami, even though Miami just beat Notre Dame in the head-to-head?
Because in the computers and stuff like that, it'll say
who has the better
chance.
Out
of 10.
Yeah.
Nine out of ten times.
Notre Dame
would beat Miami. But this happened to be the one time that Miami beat it. That's why.
Call that reality checks.
No, we call that AI, baby.
So Cristobal at Miami. 7.3 wins per year.
Yep.
Freeman in his fourth year, 10.6 wins per year.
Yep.
I told you. It was that.
I know what it is.
One
the
out
end
of
game.
10 time that Miami pulled the upset, and the other ones, the computer says Notre Dame.
Yep.
But what's crazy is Texas A&M plays Texas A&M number 9 plays number 8 Notre Dame. So if Texas A&M wins, it's not going to affect either team very much in the rankings.
No.
But Miami playing, who does Miami play?
Look right here. It's right there.
Yeah, no.
Miami, who are they?
Bethune-Cookman.
Yeah. So there you got the 2-0 Miami Hurricanes against the 0-2 Notre Dame Fighting Irish or the 1-1 Texas A&M. And then Miami will pass both teams in the rankings.
Yep.
And yet one of them plays Bethune-Cookman.
Cookman,
yeah. The high chef college degree.
Which is why here's the thing about it. It's like it wouldn't matter in ranking scheme, but at the end of the year, let's say Miami goes on out and drops a dub. You know what I mean? And they go undefeated. Now, as far as Notre Dame goes, let's say they lose to Texas A&M, right? But then they run the table.
Highly unlikely.
Or let's flip the script. Let's say Texas A&M loses to Notre Dame. Notre Dame goes on. Let's say Notre Dame loses another game, and Miami ends up, you know, losing one game or two games or possibly even choking it away. It's the strength of schedule here because now does losing to Miami for Notre Dame affect them? Let's say, you know, they get all the way to the end. Let's say they beat Texas A&M, but this year Texas A&M ends up being a nobody. You get down to the final 12 and the final 12 teams, that's a large amount of teams that you got to take into consideration here.
You're going to get away with one loss or two loss and make it to those playoffs.
Depending who it is and where it's at.
Well, I mean, let's put it this way. What if Miami's one loss comes to
– Look at Alabama last year.
They had three losses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where did it happen and who did it come down to, though? That's what the factor was for Alabama last year. When did you lose and who did you lose to?
That could have went either way. I mean.
So the CFP bubble this year, 12 teams, Miami has right now has the lowest strength of schedule out of all 12.
Yep. Because they're playing Bethune-Cookman week 2.
That's what I said. It's the home cooking school, okay?
Is it at Bethune or is it at Miami?
It's at Miami.
Of course it is. They're inviting them on over for a $100 million payday to get their asses whooped.
Miami, the database, the equation has Miami winning by 49.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Come get a quick meal. We're going to beat your butt up for a little bit up and down for about an hour or two, and everybody's happy.
Why don't you just call the Salvation Army and have them come on over for a game?
Does Bethune even have a stadium?
I don't even know where they're at.
Me neither.
I don't either. That's what I'm saying.
We're going to need to see credentials.
Yeah, you can't just get a bunch of people together, call up Bethune-Cookman, and they could be the chefs from Outback Steakhouse, as far as we know.
Blowout.
You know? All right, next.
I'm looking right now. Number seven is Texas.
It's a good spot. Until they show up. It's a good spot.
I don't know. I mean,
they played a good game. They played a good game.
Do you think that they were punished a little bit too much?
No, that's media hype. And I
mean, you go from Texas, number 1 to 7. Come on. Then you're setting a precedent that every time you lose, you should drop 7 spots. I'm not so sure it should work that way.
They were number 3 in our ranking.
Yeah, he's going from 3 to 7. You understand? Not from total ranking, but we're doing the different type of ranking than what they're seeing at the computers at ESPN and stuff.
According to the AP and according to...
I would put them at 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Texas is still a very elite team. They're going to have an offense that's going to move the ball perfectly fine. Arch is going to be fine. I want people to understand this. Ohio State's defense was showing NFL stunts and NFL plays that...
the college coaches don't prepare for. I'm gonna be honest. They don't prepare for that type thing because you don't see it. It's very rare. But you could go back to the, you know, go back to the game. Look at the plays. Ohio State was showing one thing, and the minute before the ball gets snapped on out of it, or the minute as you know the ball gets snapped, they shift and they go into a different coverage.
Well, plus we had Connor Stallions on the side trying to make amends, trying to help. All right. Number six,
Ole Miss.
Yeah. You know, I could see them there because
they play Kentucky this week, so we're going to see what they're made of.
I know. He's got them there. He's only like one game out. Every time he's averaging 9 wins per season.
I like Ole Miss because they don't make a lot of noise in the media. They don't get all, you know, the credit that they really deserve. But yet he gets it on up.
He gets those 9 wins. He gets his 9 wins, 10 wins. He's consistent.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but when are you going to get there?
Yeah. When are you going to take the next step?
Yeah.
That's why Alabama didn't take Kiffin when they took the power.
Yeah,
and they should have taken Kiffin. Lane, I think, would have turned them into more of a powerhouse than what DeBoer did. DeBoer should have went to Ole Miss.
Yeah. But, you know, at the same time, though, look at what, you know, Lane's done to Ole Miss. He's changed the entire culture on over there. And now, to be real with you, I see Ole Miss overstepping Alabama this year. And you're going to see basically a handoff of the torch going to Ole Miss. Last year.
So,
well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're going to see consistency, though, from Ole Miss.
Yeah,
Alabama's going to fall off. I'm going to be honest with you. You're looking at 8 wins, 9 wins tops.
You'll learn a lot about Ole Miss because this week they're playing at Kentucky.
Yep, at Kentucky. So,
half of them are going to be lit up in the stands. The other, the players will be. Fired up on the defense, not the
We get to see how good Kentucky is this year.
We already did. I mean, they're okay. They're not bad.
Kentucky played Georgia to one score last year.
Yep.
Yes.
All right, number five.
Tennessee.
I like him.
I like him. Yeah. Tennessee lit it up. Looks like they got a quarterback.
I don't know where they found the kid for a quarterback, whether he was in the band or, you know, somewhere inbred, whatever.
Pull him out of a barn somewhere in Tennessee.
They lit up the skies. They didn't miss a trick. And what was Aguilar? What's the kid's name?
I don't have a doubt.
He did real well.
But I'm going to say this. Are they for real? Or are they just imposters?
Oh no. They've been 10-2, 10-3, you know, when they went into the playoffs, they became 10-3.
Yeah.
But 10-2 throughout the season, they're right there in the upper echelon of the SEC.
Yes. But will we see consistency this year? That's the key. Will we see consistency this year?
Heupel loses 3 games a year. One out of conference and 2 in conference.
Yep. And you can guess one of those is Georgia. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what I mean. Are we going to take the next step here and let's go for, you know, a single loss or maybe 2 at tops, which we did last year, but then they lost in the playoffs and, you know, got sent back home. It was a nice trip. You look good in all that, you know, all that orange out there.
We enjoyed hosting them.
Yeah. Orange and scarlet go good together.
All right, number four.
Penn State.
Good spot. I liked the showing of Penn State, you know.
It's about right because it's 2 games from the top 2 teams.
Yep.
Which is about where, you know.
Yeah, Penn State usually lands anyways. Where the
coach always is there.
I wanted to see, can Penn State, you know, can they – get over that hump. And everybody knows what that hump is. It's your 2 biggest rivals. You know, Ohio State, Michigan. Can you get over that hump? And, you know, now you got to throw in their Oregon.
And the answer is, and let me answer it for both of you. No.
Well, he was close last year.
Well, sure. A lot of teams are close, you know. I mean, sure. But the bottom line is that and I'm
was
sorry,
last. Yeah, the question is, was last year your year?
My, you know, bottom line is this, and I hate to tell you all this, but you know, ever since Franklin came from Vanderbilt, it's still
almost not good enough.
almost close, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number three.
Oregon.
You'll be grabbing moonshine by the end of the year.
Oregon Speedy.
Good spot, though.
Oregon Speedy. They're fast. They're definitely gonna be in the probably in the Big Ten championship.
But again, you've got zero to show for it. Well, is this the year?
Well, they had everything to show for it. It was just Lanning figured that they would he did not they were not prepared for what hit them.
I think they thought the Big Ten championship was the national championship because they just like they forgot how to play after that.
No, they were not prepared. They were embarrassed. And when you beat another team by 21, 41-21, and you go or 20 points and you go and you punish them ruthlessly, you know, and that's exactly what happened.
Oregon has Oklahoma State this week.
Oh, that's gonna be a good
that'll
game.
Be interesting.
As at Oregon,
let's go Cowboys. I like the underdog.
Yeah, well, they're gonna be the underdog. I'm taking Oregon no matter what.
I got Oregon by 10, but. Oklahoma State's defense, it's got that's the only thing they got going for them.
Yeah.
All right. Next
number
one.
Two.
Number two, Georgia.
It's a good spot.
Yeah, that's that name.
But who do they play this week?
They play Austin Peay.
Austin Peay. Who?
Is that a guy?
Yeah, it's a kid down the road, but it doesn't matter.
You know? They're jumping him?
That's the kid down the road. He's the third house on the left.
Right now, but some guy on the internet's like, damn, I'm getting my ass whooped on Saturday? Do I show up to campus or are y'all coming here?
The poor kids from Austin Peay are saying, why would you even schedule
that? It's not even worth the money.
It's not worth the money. We're going to come out of there with a limp. You know? So I'm not sure about who's doing the scheduling there, but I can tell you this, SEC fans, do not question us about our scheduling.
No,
when I'm starting to see
a pattern,
yeah, Bethune-Cookman, Austin Peay, you know, and I'm starting to see some of these things. There's another one down here, you know, TCU's playing Abilene Christian. What are they, the non-believers of one side?
It's the rival Christian group, don't you know? You know, you got Texas Christian playing Albion Christian.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Yeah.
To walk with faith, that's what that is.
It's some kind of language cult. I don't know. All right.
So,
and number one.
Ohio State.
Yeah.
I don't like them there.
No.
I'll be honest with you. Yeah. I do not like Ohio State at number one.
Nope.
The reason I don't like them there is they don't flourish there. They flourish better as an underdog. They'd have been in a perfect spot of having, in my opinion,
but
Georgia number one, Oregon or Penn State number two.
Oh, yeah, somewhere within the top five.
You know,
just lingering.
And number three.
But I got to state, you know, I like it because if you go back and you watch, yeah, they had a few little mistakes, and that's all it was. Aside from that, it was sound defense. It was, you know, conservative offense, and they didn't make mistakes to lose.
No.
That's what it was.
But
and as far as Julian Sayin goes, his very first start is against the number one team in the nation, against Texas, of all people, who has a really damn good defense. I'm not going to say they don't. They do. But the kid went 13 of 20. Okay. Now, how many drops did Ohio State receivers have, which is unfathomable to even think about? You had five drops. So let's put that into perspective here. The kid went 18 of 20 against the number one defense, because Texas is going to have a top five defense by the end of the year.
Well, I understand, but I mean, if you're having a problem with the drops and everything like that, it's not like you can go on out there and put a little Gorilla Glue on these guys.
No, fingers. But you saw Jeremiah Smith. He swapped gloves. After the second or third drop, he finally switched gloves.
Oh, these things suck?
Yeah. This isn't warning at all.
All right. So anyway, now my turn.
We'll switch right now.
Grab a coffee for myself.
All right. Do your dad a solid. Get him some too.
What?
That's right. You heard me. Hey, you ungrateful kid. All right. So we're going to go on down the list. I'll show you what we had here in the one poll and the coaches poll. Coaches poll, we had Ohio State number one, Penn State number two, then Georgia, LSU, Oregon, Texas, Miami, Clemson, Notre Dame, Arizona State, South Carolina, which we didn't even hear about. Is South Carolina a legitimate contender? Yes.
Lenora Sellers took the second and third quarter off.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
Well, he is a beast.
Yeah, he's a beast.
And when he gets running, I wouldn't want to be in front of him trying to tackle him.
But
you know, stick your foot out maybe and try to trip him. But I think that he runs real well. He's fast. He's a pretty accurate passer.
He's got command of the
offense. And he does take command of the situation. Is South Carolina legit? I think so. They've got him in number 10 in the coaches poll. I think that's a great spot for him. 11 is Illinois, then Michigan. And Michigan we don't talk too much about. Bryce Underwood, okay, he's a good quarterback.
He's still
okay.
I watched the game.
Let's put him under pressure of an elite team. Not now, New Mexico. Listen, they were taking it.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I was watching the game here. Now, the thing about Michigan is like you're starting to see a little bit shift in the culture, which is what I wanted to see from Michigan. Because, you know, they last year, if you look at it, they were kind of lost at the beginning of the year. They didn't know how to, you know, go about their entire offense. Hell, they went through four different quarterbacks or five different quarterbacks throughout the season. And they still didn't have, you know, an answer to it.
Yeah,
so they bring this kid in, Bryce Underwood. They paid him to jump on over from LSU. And as his opening on up, you know, they kind of let him just do as he wanted. And against New Mexico, but it was a good showing by New Mexico as well.
Absolutely.
They were outgunned. They were outmatched. And they took it to Michigan.
They did.
And if it wasn't for a couple of minor little flaws that New Mexico State or New Mexico made, you would have had a hell of a ball game. Because I didn't see the it factor from Underwood. That was the thing about it. You know, he had command of the offense. They were moving down the field. The kid can throw. He had some well-placed, you know, deep throw balls and some good, you know, over the middle crossing patterns and stuff. But not everything has to be 100 miles an hour. And you could tell there was a little bit of immaturity still as far as.
But once he starts to get it together, exactly, then it's going to be an issue for a lot of teams.
It's going to be dangerous.
And they always seem to get it together for the game with Ohio State.
Yep.
So. You know, hang on, Buckeye fans.
I do want to see him under pressure. I want to see him face an elite defense, a coaching staff that has their team prepared, that's going to show you more of a, you know, either a top-tier elite college team, you know, type of play or, you know, an NFL-style type of play.
Number 13, Ole Miss, then Florida, SMU, Tennessee, Iowa State, Florida State, Alabama, Indiana, Texas A&M, Texas Tech, Oklahoma, and BYU. I like the coaches poll. I think that's good. If you go over to the AP poll, you had Ohio State, LSU, Penn State, Miami, Oregon, Georgia, Notre Dame, Texas, Florida State, Arizona State, Clemson, Iowa State, Illinois, South Carolina, Florida, Ole Miss, Michigan, SMU, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Indiana, Auburn, Utah, TCU, and South Florida. Now, the bowls look good. I will tell you that. The South Florida, the bowls look good. Totally took us all by surprise. And then just smacked around, you know, Boise State. And I was like, oh, well, what happened? You know, what happened here? I mean, it wasn't even close. They just out-muscled them. Their guys looked twice as physical, and then they beat them up.
Yep.
And that's what happened. They went in and got beat up. And it was like South Florida just said, you know what? I'm going to mug you. I want your wallet, and you will give it to me. And they did. You know,
Boise State thought they were going to Disneyland.
They were on the teacup ride and spinning around, and they didn't know what happened afterward. They got off of there battered, bruised, dizzy, and just smacked around. They are done for the year. They look totally unprepared.
Yeah.
Not the same Boise State team that I'm used to seeing at all. This team looked
like they're trying to find identity. Is what it is.
Well, they got to find their name first.
Yeah, they don't have Jinty anymore. Yeah. So.
Thank you, Sherry. Ah, lovely girlfriend. Look at that. Does that? That's right, and that's why your team didn't win.
There it is. I sure as hell wasn't getting the coffee.
All right, so a quick rundown, guys, as we go. You still have a little time, don't you, John?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. John has the Heisman watch up, and you notice I keep quiet. I let Kayla and John do all that. They're the hosts, but I'm going to get into the Heisman here, what we got going on so far. We have one of the top ones here for the Heisman race, and there are a lot of great candidates out there, I will say. But, John, number one is wide receiver Ohio State.
Jeremiah Smith,
6 yards, 6 catches for 43 yards. He's going to get a lot better. He just needs to throw those gloves out and burn them, and things will go better his way.
They played a top, like I said, a top five defense in Texas. All right.
Yeah.
Texas knows what Jeremiah Smith is capable of. They watched it all year last year.
Well, they doubled him up.
Yeah, they played against him. Doubled? He was tripled.
Yeah.
He was double covered the entire game, but you could see a third spy.
Well, that's why
every time
Carnell Tate scored and stuff like that. Now, we'll move on. Cade Klubnik. Here's the thing, and John is absolutely right. He had a 31.4 QBR. ouch. You will not be number two on the list this next week until you can prove yourself. 19 of 38 for 230 yards, one interception. Again, ouch. Son, you were, I don't know if you were standing in deep water or something like that. Take Noah's advice, build yourself a boat, okay? Get on it and try to save yourself because
float.
You were drowning. Jeremy Love, running back, Notre Dame, 10 rushes for 33 yards. Again, I'm pretty sure I could have handed the ball off to my grandson and he might have made more.
Well, they didn't do him justice either by only giving him the ball at the fourth quarter.
No, that's the game.
Yeah, it was a bad game plan.
For and him. Did they win?
Nope.
No, there you go. All right, Garrett Nussmeier, quarterback. LSU, 28 of 38 for 230 yards, one TD, 82.7 QBR, his rating. Yeah, you're there, son. You're there. Go ahead. Take a bow. You did good. And
keep it up.
You shamed Cade. So we'll look at that. Penn State, Drew Aller, quarterback, 22 of 26 for 217 yards and one TD.
There's going to be your leader.
And, you know, he's up there. The question is still going to come down to, you know what, he did great. He win.
I'm going to say this, all right? If you look at his stats here, okay, a lot like I was saying what Julian's saying here in a minute, but 22 of 26, and they had three drops.
Okay, but he has one thing going against him. You know what that is?
Oh, yeah. Well, we all know that. His own coach. But this is what I'm saying, though. For the first time, Penn State's got the experience, the talent.
I understand, but he's got a repeat offender for a coach.
There's the problem. It's the coach.
Okay. He is a repeat offender for repeat a coach. Offender at repeat okay. You. You know what I'm saying? Every time it comes to a big game, he offends people. He's a repeat offender. Okay.
We know. Last year, Coach Franklin's excuse was Ohio State brought their own refs.
Oh. Oh, cheers, my friend.
All right, next up.
Okay. All right, Lenora Sellers. Quarterback, South Carolina, 12-19, 209 yards, 1 TD, 13 rushes, 24 yards.
You see, that's how you run it at defense.
Okay. You might not be getting a lot of yards rushing, okay? I mean, no, the man.
No, staying in the positive.
But here's the thing. He did 13 for 24 yards. You had 10 for 33 yards from Jeremy Love. He's right there with Jeremy Love.
That's what I'm saying.
So, and then he was throwing well, you know.
But then we go to Klubnik, and we've got 8 rushes for 1 yard.
Yeah,
that's not a running back.
Again, he did poorly. All right.
He's running away from his problems.
Texas linebacker Anthony Hill, 6 tackles, 1 solo.
He was busy.
We kept him pretty busy, and that was good. My front runner, who I think will be right there, is probably going to be Caleb Downs, Ohio State safety.
All over the field.
5 tackles, 3 solos. He's
all over the field.
He's playing like a possessed bear on cocaine.
And I mean,
balling people.
If you go and you can find this tape on out there, because it's you know, Texas's last chance, and you know, Arch throws it on out to the tight end. You have a safety single-handedly throwing a tight end to the ground as the tight end's trying his best to extend it on out. Mind you, it's 5 yards, you know, away from the line, but
no, he pummeled him.
Yeah, he pummeled him.
I mean, he's an animal. All right, he's like a rhino that just comes into the backfield and he says,
Who does it remind you of? Who's it remind you of?
Caleb Downs?
Yeah. I'll tell you who he reminds me of. One of the greatest Ravens to ever play the game.
No, I know who you're going with. Didn't he go to jail?
Yeah, he did. But that's besides the point. He was still one of the greatest Ravens to ever play the game.
Yeah, but he's a dirty bird. He went to jail.
All the Ravens are dirty birds.
Yeah. All right. T.J. Parker, defensive lineman, Clemson, 3 tackles, 2 solo.
Not impressed.
Yeah.
No offense. They ran all over his ass. I'm not impressed.
Okay. Arch Manning, quarterback, Texas, 17 of 30, 170 yards, 1 TD, 1 interception, 10 rushes for 38 yards, which, you know what, I give him credit. He outrushed Lenore Sellers and Jeremy Love.
He was running for his life, though.
And, yeah. he's got this little, like, sidearm throw.
I don't know why.
And
you got to get rid of it.
I don't know what he's doing, whether he's – I think he's –
floating it off of his hand is what he's doing.
I think he's throwing a sinker ball. He should have been in baseball. I'm not sure, you know.
For real. I mean, you saw that first pass. It was boom, right in the dirt.
All right. So now let's get to Aaron Anderson, wide receiver, LSU – 6 receptions for 99 yards, 16.5 yards average. That's a nice showing.
LSU's back that's a nice receiver U argument.
Yeah, that's a nice showing. Now here we go to the next one. Tommy Castellanos, QB, Florida State University, 9 of 14, 152 yards, 16 rushes for 78 yards and 16 rushes, Shame on you, Jeremy Love. Shame on you, Club Kudnick. Shame on you, Lenora Sellers. And Manning. I got to tell you, yeah, all of you should be ashamed. That's how you run.
That's how you win a football game too, boys.
And then down below that final, Carson Beck, Miami quarterback. 20 of 31, 205 yards, two TDs. He is not going to run, folks. I can assure you of that.
No, he'll go down.
Last time he ran like that, he was knocked out of the game and then injured. His shoulder went one direction and his body went the other. So
he got it professionally dislocated and replaced.
Yeah, then he said, I don't want to play here no more.
He went to the All-Cupcake Conference.
He did. All right, so now we have to come up with our top 25 ourselves. Actually, we could first do our picks of the game, what we're thinking. Ohio State Grambling, who are you taking?
Ohio State.
Over, under 35.
Nope, don't do that. Georgia, we taking Georgia or are we taking the kid down the street, Austin Pay?
I don't know. I've seen that kid box.
All right, so we're all on Georgia. We're all on that bandwagon. Oregon or Oklahoma State?
I know Oregon's going to win.
That's what I'm going with.
I would love to see an upset here.
Well, sure. Everybody wants to see an upset every once in a while. But
I'm going to be honest. You know, I rode the Cowboy bus last year, and I got left in the desert a lot.
That's why you don't pick them.
Oregon.
You have to go with John's computer on that one. And the computer.
Oklahoma State used to get all their money.
Yeah.
From the state. Now they're not getting the money. Oregon's getting it all from Nike.
Yeah, I'm going with the computer. You chose wrong. I'm going with Oregon.
Me too.
Penn State or Florida International?
Penn State.
I guess Penn State.
Yeah, you know what? If this was one of those games that Franklin tripped, I'd be like, oh, that. It'd be like this, John.
You're fired.
You know,
so at that point, you're going out of the norm. You're fired.
Well, I think that the whole state would be like
not Happy Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were you thinking? Tennessee versus ETSU, Etsu. And I'm going to tell you, Tennessee is going to win that game. I think that it'll get ugly quick. I'll say they'll be up by 30 by the first quarter or second quarter.
They'll be in Dollywood by halftime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Etsu will be victims on the ride of Brokeback roller coaster.
Of course, Madison City.
Ole Miss or Kentucky?
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
I like it. Texas or San Jose taco place down the road?
Texas. Looking for Arch to light it up.
Yeah. We got San Jose State, which I think that's a restaurant up here that we serve. They have good food.
They
food.
I don't think they got a good football team. So.
But I don't think their food compares to steak. So we'll go with Texas. Okay, Notre Dame or Texas A&M?
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. Everyone said Notre Dame.
By one.
Safety. All right.
I'll be off the left upright.
Oh, wouldn't that be a shame? It nicks it and then bounces out. Or if it hits the upright, bounces down. Looks like it could bounce off the bottom part of the upright and go in, but it doesn't. It rolls just short.
Or they could pull an Ohio State and just completely shank the damn thing and kick it to the stands.
That was years ago. Okay. All right. LSU or Louisiana Tech?
LSU.
State or Tech, people. State or Tech.
Is Louisiana Tech or the Louisiana themselves are the Raging Cajuns?
Yep.
Louisiana Tech is
a loser.
Yeah.
lose.
Well, that decides that pick. All right. Missouri or Kansas?
Mizzou. Who's starting quarterback?
Who knows?
They might pull another fastball this week and, you know, get injured again. Let's go Mizzou.
You know these two teams are right. They're right there next to each other. I mean, you have a Kansas City, Missouri, and a Kansas City, Kansas.
Yep.
So it's a toss-up. Whoever wins better at the casino is the winner.
Where are the Indians at today?
All right, who do you like? Missouri?
Missouri.
Missouri?
Missouri.
Missouri.
We've decided they're in Missouri.
We're not even going to discuss Miami at the Cookman College.
And I looked it up real fast. They're from Daytona Beach.
Oh.
Oh, okay. New.
So they're the ones that didn't make it into Miami.
Well, they would have been the Coco Bethune Cookmans had they been just a few miles, one or two different directions.
Yeah.
Coco Beach down there. Yeah. Alabama at
UL Monroe.
And think hard about this, people. Think hard.
Okay, I'm done.
All right. I see Alabama.
Can we wait to decide to see which team gets off the bus?
All right, here comes the tough one right here. SMU versus Baylor.
I got SMU. Let's go Horses.
John?
SMU, definitely.
All right. Indiana at Kennesaw State. Now, I will say this. Kennesaw State has fielded some really good teams.
This is a
in the 1700s.
Huh?
In the 1700s.
So?
after Indiana's last showing, I mean, it's a real consideration here. This could be a toss-up.
they're right up there from the team from Yale from 1885.
Yes, they are. Iowa State and South Dakota.
Mm. Iowa State.
Iowa State.
Illinois and Duke.
Illinois.
Illinois.
By three.
Yeah, I think so too. Arizona State at Texas State.
Arizona State.
Arizona State. Arizona State still wearing out their home field.
Yeah. Clemson at Troy.
Well, Klubnik, now's your time to learn how to start the car again.
Well, he's not going to have a hard time boosting those ratings that he's got right here. mean, he could definitely right the ship right here.
All right, I got Clemson.
Clemson. Kansas State versus Army.
Mm.
K-State.
Yeah. I got Kansas State.
K-State, John?
K-State all the way.
Yep. Iowa versus Iowa State. And it is at Iowa, folks.
Iowa. Let's go Hawkeyes.
Not so fast, Let's my go friend. Birds. not so fast, my friend. I'm going to take Iowa State. John?
Iowa State. It'll take three quarters to wake up Parents.
Florida State at East Texas A&M. Well,
Florida State.
I didn't even know they had a team in East Texas A&M.
Me neither. How many A&Ms they got?
I don't know. This is news to me. All right. I'm going to take Florida State.
Is there a West Texas A&M?
I think there's an East Texas A&M Weather Channel.
Yeah, that's the one. right there.
Newscasters.
Yeah. Hail. That's all be over their helmet.
All right. USC against Georgia Southern.
USC.
USC.
TCU against
Abilene Christian.
Abilene.
Abilene Christian.
TCU.
TCU big time.
Yeah. What are they? Protestant or
I don't know.
Catholics versus Catholics.
They're Reformed.
Yeah, the All right. Here we go. Here's some good games coming up right here in the bonus rounds, folks. Bowling Green at Cincinnati.
Actually, give me Bowling Green.
Well, you go. Kalen has taken Bowling Green. John?
Let me know. I'm going to look.
Are we Billy Joel on this? But I'm thinking pressure.
Okay, since Bowling Green. Let me see here. Bowling Green. Where are you at?
They're in Ohio.
They were pretty low before. Cincinnati is 1.64.
Eddie George coaches Bowling Green.
I'm looking for them big time.
Huh?
I'm still looking for them. I don't see them. I know I added them this week.
But I got Bowling Green. I think they're going to pull them out.
Bowling Green. The equation has Bowling Green favored.
Yep. I'm taking Bowling Green.
I'm taking Bowling Green too. You know why? Because I'm tired of my own equation.
All right. That gives me that's a tough one. Cincinnati lost, but they lost to K-State, correct?
Mm-hmm.
In a very close game, wasn't it?
No, they lost to Nebraska.
Yeah.
Oh, was it Nebraska? In a very close game, though. One touchdown.
I'm looking for it now. You think I'd have this already done?
You ought to go with Cincy since Grandma's from there.
You know what? I'll take the old woman. You two take Bowling Green. Michael takes Cincy.
Cool. I didn't know your mom was from Cincinnati.
All I'm going to say is you'll be sorry. All right. Michigan and Oklahoma.
Give me the Oklahoma Sooners.
It's going to be a good game.
It's at Oklahoma.
Yes.
I'm taking Oklahoma.
I'm taking the Sooners because that's the game where Moore is not coaching.
Oh. That's right. See what cheating will do. Now look at you. You're showing
as Michigan by one. Michigan by one.
I'll take Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
I'm taking Michigan by one.
It's Bryce Underwood's first showing versus a real defense, which it's Oklahoma. So we'll see how much of a real defense it is. But if you look at Oklahoma last week, though, they blew out their opponent.
Who did they play? Austin Pay, kid down the street?
Something like that.
All right. Here's another good game, guys. Virginia at North Carolina State.
Give me NC State.
I'll take NC State.
Mm-hmm. And you would think that I would look at these before I picked them. I don't. Virginia. Virginia is number 72.
Doesn't sound good.
Doesn't sound good. NC State is number 42. I'm going to NC State.
There we go. All right. Oh, and one of my favorite ones here, Fresno State versus Oregon State. This is a no-brainer for me. I'm going Fresno State. This is the rabbit. They'll pull it out of the hat one way or another. Oregon State has already got a loss. They're the low team. There's two teams in the Pac-12.
That's true.
Two teams in the Pac-12, okay? So that monopoly board has been conquered. So
I have Fresno State at number 68 and Oregon State at 96. I'm going with Fresno State.
Yeah, there we go. Now we're talking, fellas.
Yeah, I was like, where does Fresno rank at nowadays?
So I'm looking for the upset, Oklahoma over Michigan. Hopefully it'll bring that kid's ego down a little bit. And it'll teach Sharon Moore, don't lie. You should never lie. Okay?
And Navy. And Navy.
Oh, Navy?
UAB and Navy is the fifth game.
Oh, I didn't even catch that on the sheet. But you know what? We'll take it. UAB and Navy. All right.
Give me Navy.
I'm taking Navy.
Me too, but you know why?
They're good?
The computer says they're number 60, and UAB is number 83. I'm going Navy.
Navy, both of us. All right. And, folks, that's our picks. That is what you'll see. So you'll be seeing that. I've got my picks pretty much determined. I'll be posting them up tonight. If you want to join us on the page, you'll be able to do so next week. Guess what? We have our followers. We have the followers that we need. When the two pages finally combine, we are good. We will be live from now on in.
All right.
And not that you can't catch us live. You can on trimradio.com. But you'll be able to see us and join us. And you want to chime in with us, we put a link up and we put it at the bottom of our comment page. And then you're more than welcome to come on and talk with us. And don't worry about it. If we disagree with you, we'll just hang up on you. that's how we operate. Yeah. We will put you on mute and you will never know that you're on mute. But as always, I can't thank John and Kalen enough, our two hosts. Thank you for tuning in to trimradio.com. You get a chance, I want you to go on out there, see the other shows that are on there. Also, we are going to be listing every week one show that we do donations for. This week, it is Sister Care here in Columbia that helps women and men and children for domestic violence. So a big shout out to Sister Care. Thank you all for everything that you do to keep these women, these men, and their children all protected. So with that, we are out of here. John? Yay! With that, any final words, John?
No, but all the games that are on the contest and in the rankings are on Saturday. Yay!
Yes, they are. Whew. And there's no excuse if you don't have your picks in. Play That's our right. Pick'em contest. Listen, we're doing the trophies. I am still trying to pick the best trophy out and everything for each one. I'm doing little upgrades as we go. John, I will get with you with this week with that.
Cool.
We're going to have a year trophy. Then we're going to have a regular bowl game trophy. Then we're going to have a playoff trophy. So if your team gets into the playoff to the like semifinal on your side, that will be the trophy for that. One for the other side. And then the championship trophy. So we have like four or five different trophies going out. And frankly, I don't want to give you any, but I want them to be mine. But you got to do one thing. The game has one flaw. You have to play. So put in your picks. John has them up on Offsides on Facebook. Put in your picks. Please come and join us. Let's have some fun. And join us again next week, because I'm sure that we'll have better stats to, well, make fun of some of the coaches at. Anyway, have a good week, guys. Thank you for tuning in to Offsides College Top 25 Plus 5. John, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. I will talk to you all. Take care.
Bye-bye.